Scott Wells for Scott's Podcast, and I just thought I would do a quick wrap of the Columbus Magi Fest 2011. You can go to magicnewswire.com to learn more about kind of what went on and hear my couple of hours worth of interviews with a lot of exciting people and what all was happening over there. But overall, let me just say it was an excellent convention. This was something that Jeff Hostetler had specifically gone out and said, if I'm putting together a convention for myself as the outgoing general director, which he has been for the last 30 years, to say, I want these guys, and goodness sakes, it was fantastic. Can you imagine a close-up show that featured like a lot of FISM winners? Johnny Ace Palmer, Gregory Wilson, Ossie Wind. It had, gosh, I'm going to start to leave out some guys over here. There were some of the guys who are going to come to me back in just a minute. Some of the guys who are going to just kill me. Boris Wild. Some other, Rick Merrill, and more. It was just a tremendous show. The evening show was really fantastic also, which featured the illusions of Greg Fruin, who had brought a lot of his stuff down from Niagara Falls, where he has a theater up in Canada. So he had come down, put on just a fantastic show with some of his dancers, and he filled the stage. It was like a 4,000 seat theater there at the Veterans Auditorium here in Columbus. Everything was really good as far as from the lectures to the evening shows to the close-up. The only downside might have been just the the dealers area, that they didn't have a lot of places for the dealers to get set up, unfortunately. So as a result, that meant that you had to be downstairs, on the main area, the second floor, where the rest of the lectures were, but some were upstairs on the on the third floor. So you had to walk up the steps, and there were some smaller banquet rooms, not even banquet rooms, I guess meeting rooms. And so they were kind of broken up, and it was difficult. I mean, you just can't go into one room and see them all, but that was the best that they could do and may do, and it was fine. As I said, that's only negative side of this. So that's out of a 10, 1 to 10, I'd give it a solid 8, when only downgraded because of the dealer's issue. And there were, there wasn't really a place for us all to hang out and have drinks, but there was a bar downstairs, which was fine, but the talent, the organizers, everything was put together just perfectly well. A lot of fun. If you get a chance to ever get up this way, or you want to plan on a convention, this is the one you ought to use. This is the kickoff for the Magic Convention season, certainly, and I think you ought to come next year, 2012. They're accepting reservations now, so you might go and check it out. I think you guys will have just a great time. So, I think that's enough for now. Hope you will, again, go and listen to the podcast. It's not up. It'll be a few days before that Vickers gets a chance to upload it. But when you do, I think you'll love it. Thanks a lot for listening. Scotty out.